Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DJ and Jamie.
So me and my son, we go to Jimmy John's, and we're sitting there, and there's a lady. You know how you feel like somebody's looking at you?
Yeah, it is weird how you can always feel somebody looking at you.
Yeah, you just know. Yeah. So I glance over, and she gives me a little finger wave. Like, hi there. Hi, how you doing? You know, and I'm like, whoa, scared the hell out of me. I turned back around like, oh, whoa, what the heck was that all about, you know? Did anybody else see this? And I thought, well, this lady's hitting on me.
Has it been a while since somebody flirted with you? Is that why you got nervous?
It's been a while. It's been a while. Scared the hell out of me, man.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Well, here we go. The BJ and Jamie Morning Show is live on a Wednesday on the Odyssey app. You can get us there all morning long, and you'll get the podcast after 10 o'clock. KALC Radio, Denver, Colorado. Good morning. It's Wednesday, October 29.
And it's bag day.
It is bag day.
It's bag day.
I'm excited. We're going to drop them, man. We leaked it last night.
I think Carson should be called our bag dad.
Bag dad. Oh, yeah, I like it. Hey, bag dad.
I love that.
You ready to roll?
Dad. Yeah, bag dad.
Yeah.
Anyway.
If you go to our Facebook page, you'll see where we're going this morning.
Wait, what? Sorry. Why'd you just say
we
that?
We leaked it. We leaked it.
Okay.
We leaked it. We leaked it last night. Cool. Yeah. So we're going to be ready to go this morning at 7:30. Here's the way it works. We have brand new bags, tote bags. Are you okay?
Your coffee is like.
Oh, it's great.
It's so we don't have any black tea. Hold on the bag thing. We don't have any black tea, yeah. And it's 23 degrees. So, you know, you want a nice, warm, something to drink. What is this? It's like it's
motor oil.
Here's what I do.
Because I don't like to drink a lot of coffee. So I like
when
to,
I do.
I like to make it punched.
Yeah.
Okay, so I gotta punch it up a bit. So when I go back to the coffee maker, you know the grinder?
Yeah.
The grinder you do one, then put it in the little drip pot.
Right.
And I do three.
Yeah,
I
you do.
I like to crank it up because I figure a couple of cups of this and I'm set for the day.
Oh my God, you're wired. You're gonna be like on fire. Like How can you even sleep?
Well, I drink two of these. I cannot pass a drug test.
Right? No kidding. All right. Sorry to interrupt, but that is something.
I'm like one of those infected monkeys running around.
Right? All right. Sorry to interrupt. Right, go ahead. Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
We got brand new bags. Let me explain this real quick here, okay? As you know, about 6 weeks ago, we did bags, and it was a big hit. I mean, people loved the bags, all right? And we went out on the street, gave them away, and it went for about 4 weeks, and then the bags were gone.
They evaporated.
Tried to get more. It took a while. And now we have new bags. But I didn't know if the thrill was still there. I didn't know if people wanted the bags, right?
Right.
So we put it to the people on Textnado. You voted overwhelmingly you want the bags, okay? So they're back, and we're going to do another drop this morning, and just in time for a trick-or-treat bag.
Right. Although they are not decorated like trick-or-treat bags.
They're fall.
Some people were disappointed that they thought that they looked like trigger. They're fall, y'all.
Yeah, they're very fall, y'all.
They're fall, y'all.
Yep. You'll enjoy the bags. It's free. I think the bag's a little bit bigger.
Is it?
I think so.
It looks bigger.
It looks bigger to me. Yeah, I don't know.
Definitely deeper.
Hey, they're free. And we'll drop them this morning in Centennial. I don't know. Maybe it's Aurora. We don't know for sure.
At King Supers.
We'll drop them at a King Supers parking lot.
Correct.
Yeah. All right. 7:30, and we'll give out the exact location in about 30 minutes or so. And you know where to go. Where to get your bag.
Tongue scraper.
That's going to be with you for days.
I mean, I was not expecting that. Take that big of a drink. Wow.
It's good stuff, man.
Yeah. By the way, it's crazy because at my house, it was 23 degrees when I left. And then I got into DTC and it said it was 32 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. But our TV is saying what? The 23 degrees?
23 downtown.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
At their place, I guess.
Right.
I don't know.
So it's cold.
Yeah, it's pretty chilly out there. Pretty chilly out there. Hey, Carson, can you explain something to me?
Yeah.
And it's just off the cuff because I'm seeing it on Textnado, okay?
Yeah.
Are you trying to weasel some free Crocs?
I did.
Leaving Jamie and I out of the picture? What are you up to, pal?
No, you're included. I included all of us.
Okay.
They reached out to me, and I was like, yes, we would love Jamie, some Crocs. Send them.
Okay. Well, why don't we know about it?
Because it was going to be a surprise.
Oh, a surprise.
Come on, of course.
Yeah.
Jamie, are you smelling a rat here?
I am smelling a rat. I'm smelling a rat.
Yeah, well, they don't say anything in the text about Jamie or BJ.
Well,
it just says, Carson, here's a croc update from you. Happy Croctober.
When they first reached out, they said, hey, we heard you guys talking about our crocs. Would you like some? I know, rep, and we'll send you some. And I was like, absolutely, we would love some Crocs. So they're like, okay, we'll send them. And I haven't heard anything of it. That's why I didn't tell you.
But how do you know our shoe size?
Yeah. You never ask us our shoe size?
Well, they didn't ask me the shoe size either. So I don't.
But they asked you, Breeze, and your daughters.
Yeah. I smell a rat.
There is a rat.
Jamie.
There is a rat.
I'm looking at this text, and I'm like, what the hell is this all about?
It's a bummer for him, is what this is.
Doing a little backdoor delivery here.
It was going to be a holiday surprise.
Yeah, sure.
You didn't even ask our shoe size.
Well, they didn't ask me either. And we were on vacation that week, too.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a lot of things. Right. Vacation, a surprise. Now it's a holiday surprise. It's a lot of things.
Something really fishy.
Yep.
Really fishy about this, pal.
Anyway.
Okay. And tonight is Bar Bingo.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, we've got a big day today. We're doing a bag drop. We'll do Bar Bingo tonight. Expecting over 1,000 people at Stoney's over on Leica. I don't know where I'm going to park.
Did you, I know you don't look at Facebook, but you should. Anyway, I posted a picture of my costume tonight because I can't find my squirrel. And so when you get a chance, go take a look at it. It's what I'm going to wear tonight.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I'll take a look at it. We invite everybody to costume tonight.
Yep.
Get her all dressed up, and we'll have a great time. We have a ton of prizes to give away. We'll talk about that more, but we're going to have a big, big crowd tonight at Stoney's.
It's going to be fun. Awesome.
It's going to be a big blowout. All right, we'll take a quick break. BJ Jamie Morning Show just getting started. It is a Wednesday hump day here at the program. Remember, you can get us on the Odyssey app live, and you'll get the podcast later on this morning. We will be right back.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show. Wednesday, it's cold. It's 23 degrees right now. Oh, Mega Millions last night.
Oh, no. Did we get any?
No, we didn't
even get one?
Well, we got, I think, one number.
Out of all those? Out of five tickets?
Yeah.
One number?
And they were good numbers last night, spread out, too. But nobody wins. Nobody wins anywhere in the country.
What was the Powerball, 14?
14.
I felt like it was going to be six.
Not six. Not any of the numbers we had.
Nope, none of them.
It grows to $754 million. I thought for sure last night was the night, man. Yeah. I thought we were in. You know, we've been through the Powerball Pete thing. We went through the victory Victor. And I thought just the three of us get together and boom, we're going to win this sucker.
I guess we got to try again on Friday.
Yeah, we'll try again on Friday. Again, it goes up to $754 million. That's pretty crazy, huh?
Yeah, it is.
We gave it a shot, Jamie.
One number out of...
gave it a shot.
We got one number out of 25 numbers.
If you don't play.
How many numbers are there? Six. Oh, there's six. So 30 numbers, we got one.
Yeah, we got one number.
We got one.
Yeah, we got one number.
Out of 30.
out of 30?
30 chances, because there's six numbers on each ticket, right? Times five is 30.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that would be right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Out of a lot of numbers, though.
A lot of numbers.
Either way, we'll give it another shot on Friday. I'll put it in Jack Pocket. We'll take another stab at this sucker.
Okay.
Maybe we'll win it over the weekend. That'd be a great little Halloween present.
It sure would.
Are you prepared for Halloween? Have you bought the candy?
No, I haven't done anything. No, and now it might take a turn. Now I might do the bucket out the front.
Why?
Because I got invited to a party, and so I don't know what to do. Because I love seeing the little kids. So then what I told them is, like, maybe I'll just hand out candy until 8 and then go to the party.
You could do that.
That way then I'll get the little kids.
Yeah, because most of the kids that come through our neighborhood are before 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
So you'll get both, enjoyments out of it.
So I haven't even decorated.
How'd this party pop up?
It just did yesterday. She just
out of the blue.
Yeah.
Somebody decided 3 days before they're going to do a party on Friday night.
Wow. Yeah.
That's kind of a weird night to do the party, though, isn't it?
Well, I think so.
The night of Halloween?
Well, because all the parents are busy. Everybody's busy.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to put the old guest list together, isn't it?
I know. But I guess it's a cul-de-whack party.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's like all the parents and kids and all that stuff. Yeah.
I feel like there's parties every night this week.
I know. I agree.
I mean, it started last weekend, a lot of parties last week. And then rolling into this weekend, too.
I said, what's the name of it? I go, let's keep it fluid. We'll keep it the situation fluid.
Fluid.
Yeah, yeah.
I haven't
committed fully.
Right.
I'm keeping it fluid.
Yeah, you're right on the edge. You could do either one or both.
Right.
You could do either one or both, right?
So.
You got to get your candy, though. Frog reminded me last night, we don't have one stinking piece of candy now left. We ate it all.
We
ate it all. We bought 2 bags 2 weeks ago, and it's all gone.
Oh,
Every piece is gone. So he and I have to go shopping tomorrow.
Yeah.
Can't do it today. We're busy today.
I mean, I've given out canned goods before because I've run out.
You just clean out the pantry?
You do, and they're so excited. Like, they people are just so excited to get the weirdest stuff.
I've seen ramen noodles.
Yeah. I gave away those mac and cheese, the Velveeta ones.
Oh,
People are so happy about that. Oh, my God.
That's a good giveaway.
They were really happy.
You go to Jamie's house, it's like going to King Soup.
It really is. It's like a food pantry.
You get you a whole shopping cart full of stuff, right?
It's true. Well, you run out, you panic, and you run out of
stuff. Now, see, I'm on the edge. I'm thinking about upgrading my candy this year.
Okay.
But then I talked myself out of it about 15 minutes later.
Okay.
So I don't know which way I'm going to go. I don't know if I'm going to go over to the dollar store and load up on cheap stuff.
Oh, I hate that stuff. No. And I feel like animals have eaten at it.
But I feel like that from year to year, nobody remembers. Okay.
Yeah.
So I feel like you can get by with it, right? Cheap out.
Yeah.
And grab the dollar store stuff. Or do I go over to King Supers and get the really good bags,
I don't think it'd kill you to get some good stuff.
Yeah, treat the kids nice.
I don't think it'll kill you.
Things are tight. I've got a World Series to bet on, man. Are you kidding?
Oh, by the way, did you guys see people are so mad that they put Prince Harry or whatever his name is, Harry and Meghan, in the very front row over Magic Johnson and all these other huge celebrities?
I saw them last night and I thought, how did they get those tickets? How did they get those tickets
they
front
gave
row?
Them to them. They gave them to him.
The Dodgers did.
Yeah, yeah, the Dodgers did. Over, like, legends, like Magic Johnson. I forgot some of the other ones that they were showing, but they're like, how did Meghan Markle get front row? She's not even American.
Look, when I saw Harry and Meghan there last night.
I mean, she is originally, but, you know, then she went over there and all that.
I'm watching
Canadian,
the ball
game. Right? Is she Canadian originally?
I don't know what she is.
I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah,
what?
I don't know. I have no idea. But when I'm watching the ball game last night, I see those two clowns on the front row.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, you know what? I hate to pull for a Canadian team, but I may have to switch and start pulling for the Toronto Blue Jays.
Oh, she was born in L.A.
Yeah.
But he's not. He's not even American.
No, he's not American.
He's not American.
He doesn't even know what baseball is. Over there, they play cricket.
Exactly. And I'm with you. Let's support the Blue Jays.
We may have to go Canadian.
Yeah.
I've never supported a Canadian team.
When you put Meghan in front of Magic Johnson, the biggest legend of all time, that ticks me off.
Not only that, he owns the team.
Oh, yeah, he's part. Yeah, he's
a part owner of the Dodgers. Yeah. How does he not get front row?
Yeah, I know. Oh, my God.
If I own the team, I'm going to be front row, not Harry and Meghan.
And then they said, I didn't see it, but they said they kept showing them.
I saw him twice.
Like Taylor Swiftie kind.
But I was back and forth on the ball game, but I did see him twice, so they must have popped him up there several times.
Well, good for them.
I don't even think they know what baseball is.
Yeah, I
don't. She's not a baseball fan.
And then they dressed to the nines, like with all the Dodger stuff.
Yeah, they were decked out.
Yeah, so they like went to the, you know, the little store first.
Yeah.
Changed clothes. Yeah.
Those are definitely new hats.
Right? They've never been worn.
No.
Sorry.
Not only that, baseball, it's almost November. You need to stop.
Well, there's that.
You should have quit 2 months ago. It's like, okay, enough is enough. We got football, basketball, hockey. You got to stop baseball.
You know what's funny is that it's so cold. I was walking up to the front door this morning.
Yeah.
You know, it's dark. It's cold. It's 22, 23 degrees. And I was like, yeah, I don't really want to do winter this year. Like, yeah, I'm not really feeling it.
Funny you should say that because I'm down in the parking lot and I'm thinking, man, I don't want that first snow.
I don't want the first snow.
That means I got to put the slides away.
Because I had a really good summer. Like, it was really nice. Yeah. Everything was great. And I'm like, I forget how it hurts to be cold.
Yeah, and if, like, this morning, if this is the coldest it would get for winter, I'm fine with that. I'm fine.
Oh, that's not even close. It's minus like minus 9, minus 10.
We get that week in February.
Yeah.
It's just bitter cold.
Oh, it's awful.
All right, big backdrop happening in an hour. In 1 hour from now, we'll do Tabloid Trash when we come back. And then on the backside of Tabloid Trash, we'll give you the exact location to be at this morning to get your free trick-or-treat bags.
Nice.
Free bags coming up. Hang on.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Is that vinegar?
Vinegar, where?
Right there. What is that?
It's distilled water.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah, okay. I'm not sure why it's here.
Oh, all right. It wasn't yours.
It was here when I got here.
What's going on?
Yeah.
Okay. Justin Bieber's weird.
Yes, he is.
He's just weird. Justin Bieber. I don't know. He did a live stream and he started talking about how if you think about a woman with lust, it's the same as like cheating. I don't know. He's weird. Here it is. Number three.
Well, Jesus also one-ups it by saying, like, if you even think of a woman with lust, it's the same thing as
going all the way,
actually doing it, committing adultery or whatever.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's the same thing. So it's like if it even just crosses your mind for 1 second, if you treat a man with anger or something, it's the same as killing a man, scripture says.
Yeah, sure.
I killed, like, 10 people this week.
I've been reading the Bible. He's right about that.
Okay.
It does say that.
Okay. How's it going, by the way?
It's going pretty good, pretty good, pretty good.
Huh.
A little slow, a little slow. It's a hard read.
It is a hard read. Yeah. There's a lot of the's.
Yeah, it's a hard read. Tough read.
Cheryl Hines, you know her as she's married to RFK Jr. You also know her from Curb Your Enthusiasm. I love her. But anyway, she was talking about what it's like to be married to RFK Jr., and how she has to carry sauerkraut in her Chanel purse. Here it is.
He is only eating meat and fermented vegetables.
So what happens if you guys go out to eat? Is he like waiting to get back home to eat?
He's so dedicated to this diet that he's eating that he will bring his own sauerkraut to a restaurant. We'll be in the car dressed up. I'll have my little clutch, right? One of my good bags that I only take out every once in a while because I want to keep them nice. And he'll hand me a bag of sauerkraut and say, can you put this in your bag? And I'll say, I actually cannot. You know what I mean?
Tell me in advance. I won't bring the Chanel.
I won't bring the Chanel. Exactly. I'll bring the sauerkraut bag.
I bet he passes a lot of gas.
The RFK Jr. is a wacky dude, man. He's a wacky, wacky dude.
Fermented vegetables and sauerkraut?
Okay. No. All righty. MGK says it was not a lack of love that caused his split with whatever her name is. Not Meghan Markle. What's
Megan Fox.
Yeah, Megan Fox. He said it was an evil eye, external forces. Here he is, number four.
I think the reason that she and I have stepped away from publicizing anything in our relationship just down to photos of us having fun together or things like that is because we feel the millions of hate, that idea that we had where we were like, you know, let's change what's in mainstream media about relationships, like let's show love. It, you know, kind of felt like it backfired because it's cute at first and then people get sick of seeing you happy.
Huh?
I don't know. Well, I honest to God, I couldn't
I didn't
even tell
get
you.
That one.
We're all sick of seeing them happy.
Yeah, I don't understand that statement.
It's weird. Can we just be over this, you guys? Let me tell you something. Bad Bunny's going to play at the Super Bowl, okay?
Yes.
He's going to play.
It's a done deal.
I don't know why they took a poll, but they took a poll, and 50% of Americans do not want him to play. 50%, which is a lot. But he's going to play. So we got to just kind of get over it and just move on, right? I mean, there's nothing we can do. And like you said, BJ, it's about the football game. Like, you know, that's why.
Yeah, I couldn't care less who plays.
And plus, the Broncos are going
to
be in it. The Broncos are going to be playing
in the
Super Bowl.
Yeah, if the Broncos are there, that'd be great, too.
Right?
Yeah, so
are you
kidding? I'm fine
with it. It'd be amazing. Bon Jovi, their feud is bigger than ever. And I'm talking about Richie Sambora and Bon Jovi, John Bon Jovi. So people were so excited, and they duped us, I have to say, because they were getting back together again, we thought, for a big tour, right? A reunion tour is what they called it. And so we were all like, oh my God, Richie Sambora is back with the band again. But they said that John Bon Jovi and Richie Sambora are so far apart, they hate each other. Like, literally hate each other, and there's not a chance in hell.
Richie says he'll never tour with them again.
Yeah, so.
It's over. Done. Finished.
Well, and then the band doesn't really want Richie back because he would just not show up and leave him high and dry. The keyboard guy, who's really seems really nice, he said one time they're all, like, you know, getting on the plane, getting ready to go, and Richie's nowhere to be found. And they were left high and dry. And so he's like, everybody's trying to fill in for him and play different parts.
I don't know if this tour is going to happen.
Well, they'll tour, but just without Richie.
Yeah, but they're saying there's a lot of dissension even between the band members now.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
All right, anyway, there you go, Tabloid Trash.
All right, BJ Jamie Morning Show. This morning, a BJ and Jamie tote bag drop. Just in time for trick-or-treating. You got your trick-or-treat tote bag. We're going to do it this morning at the King Supers on Smoky Hill Road. We'll do it at 7:30 this morning. 250 bags. You get there, you get a free bag. It's that easy, okay? Smoky Hill Road. That's 19711 East Smoky Hill Road. We'll be there at 7:30. Carson, Tricky Vicky, the crew, will be there in the vehicle, ready to pass out the bags.
Nice!
Free bags for you. These are brand new bags, bigger bags. We'll do the tote bag drop at 7:30, Smoky Hill Road, parking lot, King Supers.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ Jamie Morning Show. Here on this Wednesday, two days before Halloween.
That is true.
Ooh, man, oh man. A big old bag drop this morning. We just announced the location. If you want a free bag for trick-or-treating, well, we've got it for you. But BJ and Jamie tote bag, man. We're going to be in the parking lot, Smoky Hill Road, King Supers. That's East Smoky Hill Road. Put it in Google. You'll find it. Carson, Tricky, Vicky, and the crew will be down there at 7:30 to give away the bags this morning.
Perfect. Yeah. We have lots.
Big old bar bingo tonight. If you're registered, you're going to have a blast. I'm looking forward to this one.
Did you see my outfit? Did you go to Facebook?
No, I haven't been there yet.
Oh, you haven't?
No, I haven't been over there yet. Yeah. But I'll get over there.
Because I can't find my squirrel outfit. And, yep. I looked forever. I have about, I don't know, five more bends to look through. And then hopefully. But I feel like I threw it out. I feel like I was like, I'll never wear this again. And
clock
I threw
is
it out.
Ticking.
I know, right?
You better find it. Yeah. You better find it. Oh, is this it, the ghost?
Yeah.
I like it, Jamie.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really sweet. Yeah. Oh, that shows them off, too. Oh, you got to go check this out on Facebook. Right. Yeah, you can see that. That's going to make a happy crowd tonight. You know, you may not even win a prize, but if you show up and see this, you're a winner.
So what you do is, you know how that one time I showed up as Casper, I just cut out two aisles and put a sheet over me and called it a day?
Yeah.
Well, this is taking it next level. It's actually, my girlfriend told me about it because her and her other group of girlfriends, they did it for a couple party. So there were like six of these girls. So you cut out holes and you plop your boobs through them. Mm-hmm. And then you put the googly eyes on your nurples. And then there you are. You're a ghost.
That is a sweet costume.
It is, isn't it?
And inexpensive if you think about it.
Right, it really is.
You could pick up the googly eyes probably over at Michael's.
Yep, it's really easy.
It's really a nice one, right?
Yep, so that's what I'll
That's pretty cool, pretty cool. Yep. All right, we're going to have a great time tonight. Over 1,000 people showing up for Bar Bingo. We'll play games. You'll win prizes. We have a flyaway to Vegas to see the Jonas Brothers.
Yes, we do.
Alice in Winterland tickets. Ed Sheeran tickets. The list goes on and on.
What time is this thing tonight?
6:30.
6:30, okay.
6:30 tonight over at Stoney's, which is on Lincoln. I've never been there. Looking forward to it.
It's going
to
be a great night.
I hear great things about it, so we'll see you there tonight for Bar Bingo. All right, did you see the monkey story yesterday?
I did. I posted it.
Isn't that crazy?
It is. I think we forget all the secret little creepy things that are going on in the country.
I agree with you.
Right?
Not only that, when you pass a tractor trailer.
I've never thought about it having monkeys with syphilis.
Oh, there's one right there. Down, boy. Down. Settle down, guys. There's a truckload of monkeys that are infected. They've got COVID. They've got syphilis. They've got it all.
They do.
They've got all kinds of diseases, right? This thing flips over, and one monkey gets away. Now, the others died, didn't they?
There's two monkeys that are out now. They upped it. Late last night.
They re-upped it?
Yeah. It was just one. So early in the day, they were like, oh, there's one monkey.
Yeah, I only saw one.
There's one. I know.
There's two monkeys?
Now there's two.
Oh, this is terrible.
They shot the rest of them.
I got a question for you.
And some of them lived.
Yeah.
I don't know. But they said that they were ordered to shoot at all of them that escaped.
Now, this is really important. Of the two monkeys that escaped, I wonder if one's male and one's female.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Or maybe it's both males, which is okay. Okay. Both females. Okay. Okay. But if it's one and the other, oh, man.
Yeah.
We could have baby-infected monkeys out there.
That would be bad.
Yeah. Here's the story.
Officials in Jasper County say all but one of the rhesus monkeys that escaped after a truck overturned on Interstate 59 near Heidelberg have been euthanized. That truck was carrying the animals from Tulane University when it crashed. The monkeys are aggressive toward humans and require personal protective equipment to handle. Local law enforcement and Mississippi Wildlife and Fisheries are still searching for one monkey that remains on the loose.
Well, Jamie's saying it's two monkeys. Well, so you might be wrong, buddy.
That's what I saw last night.
Yeah. Yeah, if it's two monkeys, one male, one female. I mean, again, back to the trucks driving on the highway. You have no idea what's these damn trucks.
You don't.
I mean, why are you out there on an interstate highway with a truck full of monkeys that are infected?
Right? I mean,
isn't there a better way to do this? I mean, think about it. That's like crazy.
Yeah.
And they have them all jacked up. They're using them for experiments. And they've got syphilis, gonorrhea. They got COVID. They got hepatitis C. They got all kinds of stuff.
Bizarre story.
It's weird.
And, you know, I have that Citizens app, right? And it like tells you what's going on in the world, right? And it'll give you an alert. And I'm getting my hair did, right? And I get an alert and I look at my hairdresser. I'm like, yeah, you're not going to believe this one. And she's like, what? And I go, my alert says that there's monkeys with syphilis running around Mississippi.
Yeah.
Don't go
to Mississippi on spring break,
right?
Folks.
It is just the craziest story ever.
That's not good for tourism.
That was not on my bingo card, if you will. No, not at all.
It wasn't. I saw the story yesterday. I said, I got to reread this. Is this right?
Right. It's crazy.
Right? A shipment of monkeys. They're lucky just one got away.
Yeah.
You know, they really are. I mean, they could have been a herd of those things.
I know. They shot them all.
They got them?
They had to shoot them.
Yeah. Execution.
Yeah.
Well, you got to. You don't have a choice at that point, right?
Yeah.
And these things, they make a run for it. And I saw this morning where this particular breed, this type of monkey, can survive anywhere.
They're mean.
Anywhere. They can make it.
I didn't know that Florida had monkeys.
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Monkeys.
I never.
They're not the big monkeys.
Yeah,
they're little monkeys.
But when did Florida get monkeys?
We did have monkeys when I lived down there.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. When did that happen?
I don't know if they're indigenous to Florida. I think maybe they were brought in there and then a few got loose.
Yeah,
over the years, kind of like the pythons.
When did Florida get monkeys?
I'm seeing that there's not actually one, but there's three.
Now there's three?
Three that are on the loose.
Now three are
on the loose. Yeah, three are missing. Correct.
This is bad.
They keep changing it,
don't
they?
Yeah. No. Oh,
whoopsie.
Oh, I came in here this morning thinking we're all safe.
Yeah, no, now we got three.
Yeah, this was just updated.
I'm thinking one monkey, okay, probably not that big a deal, but you got three of those little snots out there.
Yeah, that's not good. Yeah, where could they be?
They're going to be causing some real problems, man. This is bad.
Whoops.
They're all juiced up with all these diseases. Don't go to Mississippi, whatever you do. BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show here on this Wednesday. Oh, Tricky Vicky was just in here. They're on their way for the backdrop. We'll do that coming up at 7:30 this morning. She wanted me to mention something about Bar Bingo tonight. She's gotten so many emails. It's so hard to get to because, I mean, we're talking, you know, 1,100 people that are signed up for this thing tonight. But she's gotten several that people have said that they put a plus one. So if this is you, you put a plus one, but really you found somebody else and it's a plus two. She said, go ahead and show up.
Okay.
You'll be fine. You'll be fine. Bar Bingo tonight. Stoney's will do it at 6:30 is when it gets underway. The other thing is the tote bag drop. They're going to do that in about 25 minutes. So get over to Smoky Hill Road, over on East Smoky Hill Road, the parking lot at King Supers.
You know what's funny is I was, I won't say anything, who I was around yesterday. I am shocked how many of you moms microdose mushrooms. I'm like literally shocked. It is crazy to me.
I don't even know what you mean.
I have
no clue.
I've never done them myself.
Microdose?
It's a microdose. It's like a gummy.
Yeah.
And there are mushrooms. And literally, I mean, every mom I know has tried it. It is insane. I haven't, but it is crazy. It's like the rage right now. It is literally the rage in all the suburbs of these moms, literally moms, microdosing mushrooms and just like, just loving
life. What's it do to you?
I guess it makes you laugh a lot.
Okay.
According to them, it makes you just like laugh. In fact, my girlfriend, somebody I know, they peed their pants.
Really? What kind of crowd are you running with?
I know, right? Yeah. Is that insane?
I don't know if that made it to Littleton yet.
I think it has. I think you just don't know. I think it has.
I've never heard of it.
I know, but that's because you don't hang out with a lot of moms, you know?
No, I don't.
Yeah, but it's just, you all are crazy. I mean, I remember when the moms were smoking the pot, right? And they were like, you got to try smoking the pot. It makes laundry far more exciting. And I was like, that's just not my thing. I don't judge. I don't care if y'all do it. But now they're all microdosing mushrooms. Like, literally, it's insane.
Wow.
And then I guess they went to, I've never heard of this, Terror in the Corn. Have you ever heard of Terror in the Corn?
I have heard of it. I assume it's a corn maze that has a haunted feature to it, right?
Right. But I guess there's not really any corn. It's like all like bells and whistles and like screens and stuff, but it's at Anderson Farms. And I guess the thing to do, according to my people, is you microdose a little bitty bit of shrooms, and then you go to Terror in the Corn.
So if you're at Terror in the Corn, look out for some wacky women.
A bunch
running
of
around
moms.
On shrooms.
It's all moms.
They're all there. That's where they're headed. Take your shrooms and head to the Terror in the Corn.
I'm like, what is going on with these moms? Like, I remember my mom, I mean, I was thinking, like, my mom's a bad person because she was smoking cigarettes, and all the moms smoked cigarettes back in the day. Like, that was their big vice. Man, we have moved on from smoking cigarettes. Then there were the wine moms, right? Then we moved on from wine moms to pot moms. Now, pot moms have gone to shroom moms.
I think I'm going to pass on the shrooms. You know what? I'll wait for the next phase.
Okay, all right.
Maybe it's a little something that I'm into, you know?
Okay.
All right. Somebody just texted here, said there are two King Supers over there. Oh. Let me give you the exact address here. 19711 East Smoky Hill Road. All right. So I don't know the area that well. I know they call it Centennial. It feels to me like it's South Aurora, to be honest, but that's where it's going to be this morning at 7:30.
Got it.
250 bags to give away, and they're perfect.
First come, first serve.
First serve. When we're out, we're out. We make a bad dash out of the parking lot, but these are the perfect bags for trick-or-treating, and they're free.
They are free.
Just show up this morning.
DJ and Jamie.
DJ Jamie Morning Show.
Nobody even told us this.
We have the most rotten luck.
What is going on? Nobody told us it was the grand reopening of this King Supers.
Look, all I did, they said, hey, Beach, pick a location for the first King Supers. And I said, okay, how about this one?
Right.
And little did I know.
That it's the grand reopening of that King Supers, and I guess it's packed. Because they have all kinds of deals.
There's nowhere to get in to get it back. All right, let's go to Carson. Carson.
Yeah.
We have a problem.
What's the problem?
Well,
they're saying that it's the grand reopening and it's packed.
No way.
Yeah, the parking lot. Are you not there yet?
No, we're like 6 minutes out.
Okay. All right. Well, prepare. You've got to find a little opening in there somewhere, because according to all the reports we're getting, that thing is wall to wall.
Yeah, a woman even just called us and she said there's nowhere to park.
She was panicking, wasn't she?
She was panicking, yeah.
She wants a bag so badly.
Yeah.
Plus, she has boo bags for me and Jamie.
And you.
Boo bags?
Yeah.
She's got boo bags.
Yeah. So this is what, 19711 East Smoky? Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's where you're going to go. Smoky Hill, right. And I guess
you just go where the big grand opening is.
Exactly.
That's where you go.
At King Supers.
We can't change it now.
I know.
So we just have to pull this off.
So
beware, when you get to the parking lot, you're going to have a tough time probably finding a place to set up shop.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, man. Yeah. I'm a little nervous.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you might want to warn Tricky Vicky, too.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
So you guys could get swamped over there. All right, we're going to play one tune.
Okay.
We're going to play one tune while you get in position, and then when we come back, you guys make your way into the parking lot and then start passing out the bags.
All right, let's do it.
Easy okay. enough, right?
Yep.
Man, we have the rottenest luck.
Grand reopening. There's nowhere to park.
Who would have thought, even with a grand reopening, that at 7 o'clock in the morning, a place is
yeah,
packed
I know.
Like that?
Yeah.
A grocery store.
They must be having some amazing deals or something. I don't know.
Maybe free candy or something.
I don't know.
All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show, when we get back, again, they're at Smoky Hill Road. What is that address again? 19711. Okay. 19711 East Smoky Hill Road, parking lot of the big grand opening of King Supers. 250 BJ and Jamie tote bags just in time for trick or treating. Going to give them away this morning to the first group that shows up. Whomever shows
first
up.
First comes,
right?
First serve. Yeah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Alice in Winter Lane, get your tickets. Go to alice1059.com. Teddy Swims will be there December 6th. Back to the backdrop this morning. Carson, you there?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'm here.
Right. Are we in the parking lot yet?
We're in the parking lot, but there's a lot of cars here. There's balloons. It's a whole thing, man.
I'm sorry. I didn't do my research on the location.
No, you did not.
I did not know there's a big grand opening this morning.
I think it's a reopening, right? A grand reopening?
I think so. I'm not sure. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
This is all new to me.
Oh, my
gosh. Have you found a spot that you can go to?
Yeah, we're gonna do a lap. People are following us.
All right, just go in there. Just find your spot and do it.
No, they're following you?
Yeah, they're following us. They want these bags, man.
Well, we don't need a problem out there.
Oh, my God. You know,
King Supers is going to run us off again.
I know.
Oh, man. We're screwing up.
Cars following us. We got people walking through the parking lot.
You know, Jamie, they probably have put like $3 million into this renovation and grand opening, and here we are screwing it up.
I know, right?
Clogging up their parking lot this morning. Oh, man. They're going to be so mad.
I know. Okay.
All right, just whip in somewhere and start the frenzy.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Okay. I'm throwing it apart. Here we go.
Okay. All right. Good luck. He's pulling
it. Wish me luck. Okay. Him up.
He's terrified.
He sounds scared.
Well, he's a little guy. You know,
He's not that little.
It doesn't take too many people to overpower him.
Are you kidding? He's got muscles for days.
He's just a little guy. Yeah. So.
Oh, no way, really? Right,
here we go.
Oh, come out. Come park behind us.
I'm going to pull up on the sidewalk.
Oh, no. Okay. On the sidewalk? Okay. I think that's illegal. I think that's illegal.
Where the parking lot is just jammed.
We're doing a maneuver. Hold on.
Okay.
All right.
Vicky's getting in here.
Yeah, she's. I don't know if you're allowed.
Are you guys ready?
We'll let you guys do your thing.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. 250 bags. Sing them away.
I'll give you a call back here in a couple minutes.
All right. Okay. We're gonna do tabloid trash, and we'll talk to you after that, okay?
Hopefully we survive.
All right. 19711 East Smoky Hill Road. That King Supers is having a big old grand opening this morning. That's where they're at, in the parking lot. 250 bags. First come, first serve.
BJ and Jamie.
On Alice. And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
This is insane. Oh, my gosh. I mean, we are getting texts. Everybody's like, the parking lot's full. I can't find a place. Oh, my God. Blah, 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 blah.
We have the rottenest luck.
It's so crazy.
You know, we get run off.
Yeah.
And then we pick a place that's already packed because of a grand opening.
All right. Well, anyway, but thanks to King Supers for letting us be there.
Yeah.
Even though we
haven't ran us off yet.
Yep. Okay. Let's get to a few things. First of all, this hurricane is a mess. Mm. Hurricane Melissa has slammed into Jamaica. I don't know if you guys saw some of the footage, but BJ was worried it was going to be a dirge, but it is certainly not a dirge.
It was not.
No. It ended up, they had winds around 185 miles per hour. And 25,000 tourists are stranded on the island.
It's now a Cat 3 in Cuba.
Yeah, so anyway, kind of crazy. Let's see, what else do I have for you? There's like not a whole lot, to be honest with you. I mean, Justin Bieber getting all weird. He went on a podcast and said that if you even think about a woman with lust, you're cheating on your partner. Keep that in mind. All you men are cheaters.
Yeah.
Here he is. What number is he? Stand by. He's number three.
Well, Jesus also one-ups it by saying, like, if you even think of a woman with lust, it's the same thing as actually doing it, committing adultery or whatever.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's the same thing. So it's like if it even just crosses your mind for 1 second, if you treat a man with anger or something, it's the same as killing a man, scripture says.
Yeah.
I killed like 10 people this week.
Did he say Jesus one-upped it?
Yeah. One-upped it.
Okay.
Took it to a different level, man.
Yep.
All right. I thought he did. Okay. Anyway, MGK, Machine Gun Kelly, he rambles about something we don't even understand. He's talking about him and Megan Fox and why they broke up. Number four.
I think the reason that she and I have stepped away from publicizing anything in our relationship just down to photos of us having fun together or things like that is because we feel the millions of hate, that idea that we had where we were like, you know, let's change what's in mainstream media about relationships, like let's show love. It, you know, kind of felt like it backfired because it's cute at first and then people get sick of seeing you happy.
Yeah, I'm really confused on that one.
Yeah, it was just it's
so
a whole
they
lot
love
of nothing.
Each other too much and that's part of the problem.
Let me get back to you.
All right.
I don't know. I guess Sydney Sweeney, you guys, she sparked all kinds of people freaking out yesterday. I guess she was on, did you see her on the pregame?
I did not.
Okay, so she was on Fox's pregame coverage of the World Series, Sydney Sweeney was, and they said that she wore a Marilyn Monroe-style blonde bob and a red dress, and I guess everybody's mad saying that why is she on here? There's no reason for her to be on here. This is a baseball game. Go away, Sydney. And I guess people were upset that she was on.
I wonder what the purpose was. I wonder why baseball went that direction with it.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's just kind of bizarre, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, I mean, they do celebrities all the time, you know, so I don't know if it's really a big, big deal.
People are like, she doesn't even know what baseball is. Get her off the screen. She's just talking about nothing. And then at the same time, people were really mad. Man, this game last night, this Dodgers game was crazy. People are really mad because Prince Harry and Meghan Markle had the best seats in the house. They're calling it the royal treatment at the World Series over local legends. People were really upset about that, including, what's the guy? Magic Johnson. He sat behind them, and they said, why is Meghan Markle and Prince Harry sitting in the very front? And they kept showing him on TV, and people were like, oh, my God.
Well, I think Magic Johnson probably gave him the tickets.
He might have.
I think he's the one who gave him the tickets. You should be upset with him.
He might have.
He's part owner.
So, but they had the best seats in the house. And then they were dressed in full Dodgers gear. And it looked like, you guys, they've never worn those hats in their lives.
Ever.
Like, they just bought them.
They bought them at the gift shop before they walked. They didn't even go buy them. Somebody bought it for them.
Exactly.
Or gave it to them, right? Probably Magic gave them the hats. They never been to a baseball game in their lives.
So funny.
Had they? I mean, look at them.
I know.
Have you ever seen a picture of those two at a baseball game?
I have not.
Never.
No. They go to tennis.
Yeah.
I know they've been to tennis.
But. Yeah. If you want to be a real fan of baseball, Megan and Harry, fly here and go to a Rockies game.
Oof. I wouldn't offer that to anybody, no matter how much I didn't like them.
Well, I don't like them.
Oh, my gosh. It was a Halloween-themed night on Dancing with the Stars, and so sad, Jen Affleck and her partner, that Von Ravnik, you know, the Taylor Swift backup dancer, I guess they were voted off the island last night.
No, I don't know, Jamie.
You didn't watch it?
I know. Taylor Swift backup dancer, and I'm supposed to say, yeah, I know exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah, because I told you the story yesterday about all the uproar because he's not classically trained, and people are mad that he was dancing.
Oh, I remember the story.
Yeah.
I just don't know who he is.
Yeah, well, he's Taylor Swift's backup dancer. That's who he is.
Okay.
Don't get it twisted.
Okay, I'm sorry. I got to do some more research.
You really do.
I do.
And then let's talk about the people we hate most on Halloween. 5% of people say they intend to substitute candy with healthy snacks.
What?
Boo.
Ain't gonna happen in my house.
Right?
No.
Why do that? It's not the time to be like, you know, give out toothbrushes. Y'all know that one dentist, right? He always gives out toothbrushes. Ugh.
Yeah.
That guy.
I saw a story this morning. I didn't know people put out different color pumpkins in order to, for a message.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
I did. Huh. Yeah. For sensitivity, like your child has autism.
You're right. Sensitivity to certain foods, food allergies, maybe.
Right, yeah.
Things like that. You have different color pumpkins out there.
Yeah, I'm not that good of a neighbor.
Sorry. I didn't even know it existed. Where the hell have I been? I've been giving allergy candy to kids.
Here's some nuts, kids.
Oh, great. Just
all right,
great.
I'm done. There you go, tablet trash.
All right, BJ, Jamie, morning show. We'll check in with Carson one more time, try to find out what's going on with the big bag drop. It's already a fiasco this morning. All right, we'll do that.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Next, hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
I apologize. It's all on me.
Well, okay. All right. Yeah. Well, I like that you're taking, you know what? That's a big man move right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it is. Right it's my there. Fault. I screw up everything, nice. It seems. Carson, you still there?
Yeah, barely.
Yeah, okay. All right. I know you're probably running low or out of bags already, so.
No, it was insane. I got swarmed, and then all the bags are gone, so I don't even, like.
They're already gone?
I didn't know what happened. Yeah.
250 bags
already?
Gone.
Already? Yeah. That was like 4 minutes.
I don't even know what to tell you. It happened so fast. And honestly, people were grabbing them. Someone's giving them as Christmas gifts.
What? If I get one of those bags back to me for Christmas, I'm going to be angry.
Right?
It's not me. Someone is giving them as Christmas gifts. Right.
Let's get out of King Super's way so they can grand open. Okay?
Yeah, right?
And so we'll regroup and maybe we'll do a better one for next week.
Yeah,
okay?
That is nuts.
Yeah, I've got other locations on my.
He was only there for like 4 minutes.
Yeah, 10.
10?
Yeah.
We already gave them all away.
10 minutes, 250 bags. Okay. Gone, man.
Like 30 seconds.
Wow.
30 seconds.
Oh, crap.
Well, it might have been more than 30 seconds.
Well, I'll take it. Whatever.
We'll take. All right, buddy, get back to the radio station. We'll do it again next week. We'll put a little bit more thought into it.
Yeah, please do.
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
Tell Tricky Vicky I'm sorry.
Yeah,
did you get our boo bags?
Yeah, we did. We got boo bags and we got donuts.
All right.
Oh, donuts. Yeah.
Donuts! Woohoo! You get free bags, we get donuts. So everybody's a winner today, day, right?
Yeah.
All right, Carson, thank you.
All right, later, guys. We'll see you soon.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app, live and the podcast after the show. Big old bar bingo tonight. We're going to be downtown. We'll be at Stoney's, 6:30 to 8:30. Tons of prizes to give away.
Yep, it's going to be a blast.
We're playing bingo. Over 1,000 people will be there tonight. I hope Stoney's is ready.
Don't forget to go to Facebook, our Facebook page, and I have a preview of what I'll be wearing tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks good.
That's worth the admission right there when you go see that picture. Did you see this lady that got arrested? They accused her of stealing a package off a front porch.
Yeah, I did. I felt bad for her.
She didn't do it.
She did not do it.
She did not
do it. She had to do her own investigation.
Yeah, right here in town. Where was it at?
I don't remember.
In Lakewood? No, I can't remember. All right, here's the story.
Luckily, she did have evidence. She used things like her Google Maps location and dash cam footage. But yeah, Alistair says she was at home and she heard someone at her door. And then when she came there was an officer there with a summons saying she stole a package from someone's doorstep. But she was never even in that area. And luckily, she did have the evidence to prove it. And they said they had her on doorbell footage and they used flock cameras to track her down. When she pulled up that dash cam footage that day and Google Maps show log of her location to prove her innocence, the officer denied reviewing the video, telling her it wasn't worth it and saying, quote, "You have not been honest with me, so I'm not going to extend you any courtesy of showing you a video when I don't need to."
You know we have cameras in that town and you can't get a breath of fresh air in or out of that place without us knowing, correct?
So she was or wasn't there?
She had driven by it several times.
Because in that report, they say that she was nowhere near it.
Well, she said in the report, we don't have her, but she said she drove by it. And she's like, see, you can see that. I drove by it a few times.
So all out of the blue, here comes the cops, comes to her front door, and they put her under arrest.
Because she stole a package. It's a blonde girl, and I can see the resemblance, but if you really, stop the video, and no offense to her, and I apologize for saying this, but the girl that stole it is much younger than this woman. She is, by several years.
I didn't see that girl.
Yeah, you could tell. I mean, and again, no offense, but...
Yeah. I get what you're saying. So the description really didn't match, except for the hair color.
Right,
for
exactly.
For the most part,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So. How did the police get that so wrong?
I don't know.
How do you get that so wrong?
This lady
had nothing to do with it, never got out of her car. She's not on the door cam. It's not her. It's somebody else, right?
Yeah. I mean, I can see the resemblance. You know, dudes that only pay attention. You didn't even notice I got my hair done.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, guys, we don't pay attention.
You don't pay attention to the details.
But you would think the police would.
Well, he didn't, did he?
No, he didn't. Yeah.
You son of a gun.
Yeah, you're right.
No,
us guys.
I mean, look at how pretty my hair looks. My hair looks amazing.
I can't tell a difference.
They don't even notice, you guys. They don't notice anything. It's well, nothing, right?
Roots look the same to me.
No, they don't. I mean, no, they don't. No, they don't. No,
they
don't. Nope.
I
they
mean,
don't.
If I go back and look at the camera footage from yesterday's show,
you would notice.
I think it would look probably the same.
Do you ever tell your wife, can you tell when your wife gets her hair done?
I can tell because she's gone.
That's the dumbest answer.
She's gone for 3 hours.
Yeah, that's when
That's when I know. I know it's more than pottery. Pottery's only 2 hours.
Oh, gotcha.
I've got it down by time intervals.
Yeah.
When
so
she's gone,
know.
Okay, she's been gone an hour. She must be at so-and-so.
She's
been gone 2 hours.
She
must be at pottery. Oh, 3 hours? She's getting her hair done.
Dude, I am proud of her. She's sticking with pottery.
Yeah.
It's been 2 years now.
She was there last night.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, how much do you guys have?
We have probably, I don't know, 15, 20 plates that have come from the pottery place. They're pretty small plates, though.
Yeah.
I'd like for them to be a little bigger. I mean, you're only that.
Do you have vases around and stuff?
We have a couple.
Yeah.
We have a couple of new ones that have come into the house. and we have a couple of vases. Yeah. She's getting really good at it.
Yeah. No, I
mean,
believe you.
2 years into it.
Right.
But I guess pottery is extremely hard.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never done it before.
I've seen Ghost.
Yeah.
It looks hard.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying that it's taken a while to get to this level.
Yeah.
I don't think you just come out of the chute putting stuff together like this, but it's pretty impressive now.
Well, so my friend, she actually had, what's it called, a kiln?
I don't know.
Anyway, she actually had one and her pool house or whatever. the thing is with pottery, like she'd throw all these different things. That's what the term, you know, throwing the clay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And,
into the burner thing?
No, on the twisty thing. On the spinny thing.
The wheel.
On the wheel. Yeah. I think you throw it.
I don't know.
Throwing the clay.
I don't know the terminology.
But she had so much stacked up, like just so much, so many plates and cups and like vases and like, there comes a time where you just don't.
You've got enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
They make great Christmas gifts, though.
Oh, is that what
I think that's what we're on to right now.
Good.
I think there's like a set of dishes that are going to some of the in-laws.
Nice.
I think. I don't know that for a fact.
Okay.
But, hell, I might be getting a plate for Christmas. It might be my Christmas gift. I don't know. I don't know. But they are coming out good. They are looking good. A lot better. The first few.
Whew. Well, yeah.
Mm, man. Yeah,
that happens, I guess.
A little warped. A little lumpy.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I'm proud of her. Yeah. She stuck with it.
Stuck with it. Yeah. Staying with it. All right. BJ Jamie Morning Show. Again, if you are registered for Bar Bingo tonight, you are going to have a blast. We have tickets to give away at the event. A flyaway to Vegas to see the Jonas Brothers. We'll see you there.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
What?
Hey, hang on.
Why?
I don't know. It's a status thing.
No, it's not. Listen, it doesn't get you any flight points or anything.
Oh, hang on. Okay. I forgot to turn off the computer.
Be just so excited, you guys. All right, so you know how he tried to apply for a Platinum American Express card, right?
Yeah.
Because the benefits are amazing with a Platinum American Express card. Like, you get in the lounges, you get, like, $300 in Lulu stuff. I don't know. It's just, like, a great, it's a great perks if you can use them. So he's now, he got declined, what, three times?
Three times he got declined. And the last letter they sent me, they said, BJ, really? That's all it said. Signed by somebody over at American Express. They said, really?
Because
it was my third attempt in 2 weeks.
Right, which I think is bad. You're not supposed to do that because doesn't it ding your credit to check? You know, because they check it every time.
Not sure how that works, Jamie.
So he's so excited he got a Kohl's credit card.
Yeah, they didn't turn me down. Take that, American Express. Put that right where the sun doesn't shine.
But what kind of perks does a Kohl's credit card get you? Oh, my God.
I don't know. I've not activated it yet.
It has a sticker on the front.
Let me take this off.
No, it tells you how to call. And don't
Well, I was in there. Well, I don't think you have to now.
Okay.
I think all you got to do is take your card into the store and they'll activate it for you there.
Nice.
I think.
That's a pretty card.
I was at Kohl's. Frog and I went over there to buy him a shirt so that I could put him a homemade light up thing on it for Iron Man for his Halloween costume.
Yeah.
So I was there just a few days ago. Man, when they know you have a card, they treat you nice. The guy behind, he called me sir maybe 15 times.
Well, they probably get like a perk if you sign up with them.
You want a bag, sir? Sir, you know, how would you like a couple of extra of these? How about one of these scratch-offs? You could get 30% off. Let's try that. I don't think they do that for most people.
But, you get it. Everybody gets it.
Just us card guys. When we get in line over there. Well, the reason I brought this up to Jamie was there's a story this morning that's really stupid, okay?
Uh-huh.
Here's a lady that goes into a Target store, and this is in Florida. She's got her kid with her, and I think she's carrying the kid, if I remember correctly. But she goes out in the parking lot. Now, there's a parking lot, parking spaces. There are curbs. There's, you know, it's a parking lot. She trips on a curb. She injures her ankle. I guess she has to have surgery. I think it's fairly serious. She wins $11 million in court.
For tripping on a curb. And I read it, you guys, and he's not making this up. Because you know how sometimes he lies about stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I read it myself, and he's right. She injured her leg, and they proved that the curb wasn't poured right. The concrete wasn't poured right or something like that. So it just didn't line up with the other one. So she fell over it. $11 million.
This curb was off by like a quarter inch. Okay, and this woman, she first was offered like $250,000 to make it go away, right? We'll pay your medical bills and all that. And she said, no, I'm getting me a lawyer. I'm going to sue the hell out of you, Target. Yeah. And she did. It won.
Yeah, $11 million. You guys, I have tripped more than, you fell down at 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
Because there was a Slurpee.
There was a Slurpee spill in aisle four. Yeah. And I came around the corner. I was kind of in a hurry.
Right.
And when I turned the corner, I hit that Slurpee spill and I hit the deck. I didn't sue him.
Right.
I will next time.
I know.
I'm going after
$11 million?
Yeah.
My God.
Man, when that easy money, that's better than playing the Mega Million.
You know, I was thinking about pouring that hot coffee on my lap, you know, from McDonald's. Because
you
that
could
lady,
win.
I know, but it just seems so painful.
It's almost like these judges, they don't really care. They really don't care if it's the person who got injured, if it was their fault.
They just
look at these companies having bukus of bucks, and they just say, okay, here, you deserve it.
All right,
give
what can we do?
You.
What can we do?
I don't know. Push me in front of a car or something.
Well, no, because then it's just the driver. His insurance.
Oh, yeah.
We need corporate America money.
Yeah, we need to think this out.
Pushing you in front of a car is just some guy that probably doesn't even have insurance.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be your luck. All broken up and the guy doesn't even have insurance.
I got the sticker off my Kohl's card. Okay. I'm pretty proud of this card. I'm telling you. I don't think my wife knows.
Oh.
I haven't told her.
Wow. What are you going to load up
on? I'm hiding a credit card for my wife. It's a Kohl's card.
You don't know how many people hide credit cards from their spouses.
Really?
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah.
Why do you hide them?
My sister did it all the time.
You're hiding cards for what purpose?
Because she
spend and not get caught?
Yeah, and so she'd have to get to the mailbox before my brother-in-law.
Is that true?
It's a lifestyle. Really? Yeah, it's a whole thing.
The old credit card scam.
And
huh?
She even used his name and his Social Security number for his credit because it was better than hers.
That's a good move, too.
I know,
That's
right?
a good move,
oh my
too.
God, yeah.
I tried to use your gas points the other day.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I've got your phone number in my phone. I got Carson's, and I tried both of you. Carson's at zero. He must not shop there very much. You were pretty good.
You know, it's funny because I use my son's dad's.
There you go.
Because, look, I pay all for everything, and it's the one way I can feel like I get them back.
I'm with you.
Right? Because I pay for everything for my kid, and so I'm like, ha-ha!
And that's the way it works, folks. You go to King Supers, you get these points on your card because you spent money there, right? And you get that discount at the gas station. All you need is a phone number. That's it. And you can just rip off anybody.
I know,
you really can.
I don't know if King Supers is loving this.
You
know,
my wife does
huge
it to me.
Advertiser. And
I do it to you.
I don't know if they're loving this.
I try to do it to Carson, but he's so damn stingy. That guy, if there's 3 cents on his discount, he uses it. He doesn't let it build up. He's so cheap.
Have you ever read the fine print? Could we go to jail for this?
For what? Stealing?
Yeah.
Points?
I mean, has it ever been a thing?
I don't know.
Because I never know what it's going to say. Do you? Never know how much I have on a card. Like 10
no,
cents
you
or whatever.
You don't know until you put your number
in. Yeah, so
there.
I wouldn't know if anybody was stealing it.
See, and I didn't realize that you could just use a phone number.
Yeah.
I thought you had to have that little key tag, right?
Nope, you have to.
So I lost my key tag. It actually broke. Yeah. And so I didn't have it anymore. And then I noticed on the keypad it said telephone number. And I thought, I'll give this a try. And it worked.
Do you know how dumb you sound?
Well, I didn't know. I just didn't know. I never paid attention to it because I always used the key tag, right? So I finally paid attention, and I saw it, and I'm like, man, I can go through my Rolodex right now in my phone. I can use anybody's.
And he said he had a Rolodex.
Yeah. I could go through there, get the contacts going. I say, who do I want to use today?
A Rolodex,
let me take a look at this. Grandpa Gus.
He has a Rolodex?
I'll get his. Yeah.
You just spin just the
say,
wheel? Do you just spin the wheel on your Rolodex?
Yeah, keep it on the dashboard of the pickup. Let's go to the ends today. Yeah. Oh, looky here. Nancy, let's take hers.
Yeah, I knew that was going to be a go-to.
Nancy.
Oh, my God.
All right, BJ, Jamie, God. Morning Show. Well, the reason I brought this up is we were talking about the Target store and this lady that sued for $11 million.
Right, right. That's what we were talking about.
I like Target. Do you like Target?
I'm a fan of Target. I am a fan of Target. It feels like the bougie Walmart.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
I think Walmart has more selection, probably less quality, but better selection. You know, they got a better selection. But I like both of them. I really like it.
Why don't you get credit cards with them?
I wonder if I could.
Oh, you sure could.
I don't know. This Kohl's is a lot right now.
Do you know your credit limit?
It consumes me.
Do you know how much your credit limit?
Oh, yeah. It's up. Hang on.
Okay.
I'll tell you exactly
okay.
what it is.
All right.
$2,000.
$2,000?
Yeah.
You can spend at Kohl's?
Yeah. I probably won't all at one time.
Wow.
$2,000. I don't know if I've ever had that before.
Mark Anthony collection. Yeah. Watch out.
I could buy socks for days, man. $2,000 in socks and underwear?
Okay.
Man.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
I don't know about you, but I'm starting to worry about Tricky Vicky and Carson.
Yeah.
They've been gone a while.
I mean, we did a bag drop at 7:30. What time is it?
almost 8:30 now.
Did they get in a car accident or something?
I don't know. If you see them stranded down, they're in the Alice 105.9 van.
Maybe they need
If you see them stranded down somewhere, let us know so that we can send some help.
That's bizarre. Where are they?
Broken down on the highway or something. I don't know what's going on. I'll bet you they're over at Waffle House.
Oh, maybe they are. Maybe
yeah,
they just
Carson loves Waffle House.
Yeah, they just ditched the show.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing.
Yeah, why not? I mean, you're passing by. It's a Wednesday morning.
Why
beautiful
not?
Day. Abundant sunshine. It's a beautiful day.
I just told PJ that I got an alert. The Weather Channel alerted me that I will have abundant sunshine today.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love
it. Is so weird, though, that it was like, I don't know, what did it get down to, 15 degrees, and now today it's going to be 60?
Well, it got down to 22.
Yeah.
And today, 60 degrees. Did you see for the weekend? We're in the mid-70s.
Nice.
By the weekend. Nobody won the Mega Millions last night. Tuesday night's drawing, $714 million, I think. Now it goes up to $754 for Friday night's drawing. So nobody wins.
We bought five tickets and split it. So that's 30 numbers, right? Am I doing the math right? Yeah, right?
Well, it's five chances to hit it, yeah.
But total of 30 numbers. And
yeah.
We got one right.
We got one number out of 30 numbers.
Yeah, that was good. Correct. It was really good. Yeah.
And they were so good close. Numbers, too.
We were close.
Yeah. Well, we lost. We'll try it again on Friday. Yep. What the heck? Give it another shot. So you're not seeing where the time changes this weekend?
You're the only person that's talked about it.
Yeah, it happens this Sunday. And then I saw yesterday where they went to Congress, they being these politicians, and they were looking at trying to get it stabilized so that it would be just one time all year, no more changing. And it failed.
I have not heard about this at all. Are you sure?
Yeah, positive.
Okay.
It's all this right. Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah, they went to Congress yesterday, and they were going to put the bill out there to leave it where it is right now.
Okay.
And not standard time, but daylight savings time. And then they shot it down.
So we fall backwards.
We go backwards.
Yeah.
Fall backwards.
That's good, though,
Sunday.
Because then we get an hour
extra hour with beautiful weather. So, boom.
Abundantly.
Looking good.
Abundant sunshine. I don't know, you guys.
I don't know either.
We're just, what?
I got to get a nap before bar bingo tonight.
You do?
Yeah. Gotta get my batteries charged again. Okay. You know what I mean?
Right. What's been going on at home? You seem a little run down.
No, not at all. It's just that I don't know. Some nights I sleep good, some nights I don't.
Yeah.
Last night was one of those nights.
Yeah.
And a little toss and turn. Uh-huh. Then you also anticipate, the bar bingo tonight and all that going on and
very
the backdrop
busy.
This morning. Folks, it's not easy. You try this. Try this at home and see what you get.
It's really difficult.
Really hard. Really hard.
You scare me. Hey, I wanted to go back to something I brought up really early this morning, and that is the moms that are out of control right now.
Yeah.
And somebody added to it, so I wanted to revisit that. Here's the deal. I hung out with some people. I'm not going to name names, but I didn't know you guys, that you moms, that this is a new rage. Y'all are microdosing with mushrooms and living your life, like your best life.
Where do you get them?
I don't.
I've not even heard anything about this.
Yeah, I don't.
It's baffling to me.
I didn't ask them where they got them. I don't know. That's a great question.
Moms and mushrooms just, for some reason, just does not add up in my head.
Well, they're doing microdosing. Like, they're doing little bit. Like, I guess it's just a little bit.
Yeah.
And it just, like, I guess it makes them very, very happy. And they said that it's, like, the funniest thing you'll ever do. I mean, you can't overdo it or else you'll get, like, freaky and, like, paranoid and see people and whatever.
Yeah.
You'll hallucinate. But I guess if you do a little bitty microdose, it's, like, the best thing ever on the planet.
Are you promoting that?
Yeah.
What it sounds like. It's like, oh, you want a good time?
Well, no,
do this.
Okay, so here's the thing. I kind of want to do it. I'm not going to lie. I do kind of, and yes, I know it's peer pressure, and yes, I know I shouldn't, but I kind of do want to like feel like what they're talking about, because they said it's like, I mean, one of the people that I was talking to said they laughed so hard they peed their pants because it was the funniest
thing.
That's
not a good thing.
Well, I mean, come on, laughing that hard where you pee your pants?
Yeah, I don't want to pee my pants.
I kind of want to pee my pants.
I can laugh without that. So, I don't want to pee my pants.
But, I mean, I don't know if I don't know. I kind of want to be the cool kid and try it, and laugh until I pee my pants.
Yeah.
But I'm also terrified. Like, what if you, I don't want to be in the ER.
Well, and not only that, for me, not you, but for me, I'm a very addictive person.
Right.
I don't need to try anything.
Yeah, right.
Because
yeah,
I'll probably like it too much.
Well, yeah.
Then, I mean, there you go. Back on it again.
But we were talking about earlier how, like, our parents started with cigarettes. Like, I remember, like, my mom, just all the moms, they all just smoked cigarettes. Well, then that phase went by. Then all the moms were drinking wine. So that was a whole thing. Everybody's drinking wine, right? Wine club of the month. Then after that, then pot became legal. So all the moms are, you know, taking edibles with pot in it, right? Yeah. Then that went out. Now I guess the new craze is this microdosing of mushrooms. But somebody reminded me a phase I forgot.
What's that?
This was huge. This was huge about, oh, I don't know, 5-10 years ago. People taking their kids Adderall. So they had kids that had ADHD, ADD, or whatever. Well, then they would, because it's a kind of a weight loss thing too. And so they'd steal it from their poor tiny children.
We had a Adderall chapter there, didn't we?
We did. Yeah. We did. But now it's the shroom stuff.
I wonder what's next.
I don't know.
That's pretty crazy in itself.
Somebody says it's not addictive at all. There are legal mushroom stores. Every mushroom does something different. Ask them. Doesn't everyone microdose mushrooms these days? Duh. Wow. I guess it's a whole thing.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I didn't know you could even buy them.
My brother, I don't know anything about it.
Oh,
I just missed it.
It's probably best I don't.
Somebody said that my brother microdosed right before he does dialysis. It really helps his mental health. I don't know what it does. I think I'm going to try it.
Everybody that does it and likes it says it's good for you.
Right?
You know, that's just the way it is.
I know. But
you know, it's great for you. Yeah, it helps your mental health.
Where do I get them?
I don't know. I get my mushrooms at King Supers.
Oh, yeah. Good.
I love them.
Okay. I'm just saying.
I grill mine.
I just feel like I'm missing out on something.
Olive oil and butter.
You're not even
delicious.
Taking me serious.
BJ and Jamie.
You know, all this mushroom talk, I'm starving.
I don't think it does that. What? I think that's pot.
Oh, no. I just meant I love mushrooms to eat them.
It's crazy, you guys. Yeah. Can I read some of these?
Yeah,
this is crazy because I was telling you guys that it seems like it's sweeping not my neighborhood, but all the cul-de-sacs in Colorado, this microdosing of mushrooms. And everybody's telling me, like, you got to try it. Well, I'm terrified of it because, listen, two times I smoked pot in my life, I had a panic attack and I asked to be taken to the hospital. I'm not even kidding. It was just horrible.
Maybe microdosing isn't for you.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So I didn't really accept marijuana well. And so I don't smoke pot. I don't care if y'all do. But it doesn't work with my system. So this is like this microdosing of mushrooms. And people are saying it is amazing. I mean, there isn't one person. We probably got 200 texts. And they're all saying great things about it. And I'm missing out. Just try it. Oh, my God. It's so amazing. I think it's going to replace medication for the future because it's helping a bunch of people get off their antidepressants and rewiring their brains to not be anxious and depressed. Some people say that. And so, I don't know. People are saying it'll make you. My husband and I did it for the first time. He's never taken a drug in his life. We've never laughed so hard in our lives. My God. Yeah. So I don't know.
Yeah, leave it to Colorado.
Right.
We'll do anything.
Yeah. And then
a lot
of people are talking about how it helped their health and stuff. I don't know.
Oh, look, Carson's back.
Oh, hey.
Hi.
Hey. What's up there, bag boy?
Where have you been?
I got stuck in massive amounts of traffic.
Oh,
where's our donuts?
I forgot I'm in the car.
Oh, Carson.
We got a dozen donuts and we got boo bags.
Oh my God, now they're going to be frozen.
You're hoarding of Crocs that we found out about earlier this morning. We get a text when we first get here this morning, folks, and it's somebody explaining to Carson that the Crocs are delayed and they'll be here shortly. They're being shipped UPS and they just heard from them yesterday. And Jamie and I are like, wait a minute. We don't know anything about Crocs. We know nothing about Crocs. Then Carson says that, oh, no.
It was a surprise.
You guys are a part of the order. Yeah, you're coming in.
Well, they reached out when we were on a little bit of a vacation, right? Mm-hmm. And I happened to be here, and I saw the text. I was like, oh, yeah, we would love some Crocs. Yeah, we take them.
Bree loves them.
But you understand.
And so does little Debbie.
You understand that we've not heard anything about it.
Well,
when we got back from vacation, I would have thought that somebody would have come to us and said that Crocs is sending some Crocs. Not only that, they don't know our shoe size.
But see, here's the thing, though. I was a little skeptical because I was like, well, is this valid? I don't know. I gave them the address, and I was like, yeah, we would love some samples, love some merchandise, whatever. And they're like, okay, we'll send it. But I didn't want to bring it to you guys, getting your hopes up, and then nothing happened. Because it's been a while, and we just found out that they're actually on the way.
Okay. Well, how do you explain hoarding the donuts this morning?
Because
it appears that's what you're up to.
No, I left them. I was so worried about getting Jamie's Diet Coke up here that I just spaced it.
Thank you, by the way.
You've been back for 7 minutes, and you've yet to try to make a run down there to get those donuts.
BJ's very hungry and grumpy.
Yeah, where's my donut?
Grumpy and hungry.
We'll be right back. BJ and Jamie.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I've never seen this many texts in my life about microdosing mushrooms. This is insane. Somebody said, I'm just trying it for the first time. A microdose, a teeny tiny bit. I'll let you know if I get weird. Thanks. Thanks. Somebody else said, I gave up drinking, and so now I go to Bunko and I microdose mushrooms. So that
Bunko.
Way I go. Remember we used to call it Drunko?
Yeah, what is Bunko?
I don't know.
I always think of that that game they played on Price is Right, that Plinko.
Oh, Plinko, yeah.
I always think of that when you say Bunko.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Do you know, Carson?
Yeah, so it's a social game played with dice.
Oh, they play dice.
Yeah, and they scheme and swindle.
Oh, wow.
A dice game,
wow,
huh?
Wow, they scheme and swindle? I know that in our neighborhood there's a Bunko group. I just don't know how to play, so I'm like, anyway. All right, I got to tell you people that the Horrible Parent Award goes to BJ Harris.
Yeah, you know, I can't believe I just thought of it, too.
I thought of it for you.
Yeah?
Yeah, because I'm the one that brought it up that my son and his girlfriend did it.
Right. Yeah. They carved some pumpkins, and you said they came out really good, and then I mentioned that, hey, they have these stencils now that make it even easier, and you can just about do any facade you want to on a pumpkin. And then it just dawned on me, we haven't even done a pumpkin at all.
They didn't carve a pumpkin.
We don't have
That's
one.
That's un-American.
I don't even have a pumpkin. I got to go get one. We'll do it tomorrow.
You have to do a pumpkin.
I'll do it tomorrow.
It's a rule.
I know. No, I feel bad about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we'll do it tomorrow because Frog and I are going to do a candy run.
Did you guys do it?
I'm with BJ. I haven't done it yet.
You guys are the worst parents on the planet.
Why haven't you done it?
Just been busy.
He doesn't like the mess.
I actually forgot.
He doesn't like the mess.
The mess is a pain. You got out literally like we lay like I lay like a tarp on the kitchen table, and then you just wrap it up. But it gets everywhere.
I do it outside.
Oh yeah,
it's cold now.
Not during the day. It's gonna be 60 degrees today.
It has nice excuse, but it hasn't been cold.
It's been cold. It was cold last night. I didn't say do it at 2 a.m.
Right.
Yeah, do it outside.
Hey, and the other thing is, I want to tell you, and I know I mentioned it, but my friends were telling me that Terror in the Corn at Anderson Farms is amazing. So they highly recommended that yesterday. Terror in the Corn at Anderson Farms. It's like a corn maze, but I think she said there wasn't really any corn. She said they just did all these things, and all these people were just popping out.
It's like
out
a haunted corn maze?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, so that's cool. All right, man, Katy Perry is getting it bad, you guys. Woo, she's in trouble.
Why is she in trouble?
First of all, Justin Trudeau says that Katy Perry is the one already.
No kidding. Yeah. That's quick.
He, loves her.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's that.
Have you seen his ex-wife?
No. Oh.
Maybe that's why Katy's the one.
Oh, why? What? What?
Just, you know.
No, what?
Not good.
Oh, all right.
Not good.
Okay. Is she the one that looks like a man? Or that everybody thinks is a man?
No.
Oh, no, that's France.
No.
That's France, right?
No.
Yeah.
No, Trudeau's different. Just look her up. You'll see.
She's cute. She's cute.
You just feel the need to say the right thing, don't you?
She is cute. She's not hideous. I was thinking because when you go, you think somebody's going to be hideous. She's cute.
I was expecting way worse.
Me too, because he went, she's cute.
I'm just saying.
Okay. All right.
Just saying.
Anyway, all right. So why is Katy Perry getting so much pushback? It's because yesterday, I think it was her 40th birthday. And after she got off stage, they had a gigantic sheet cake for her, right? Happy 40th Katy Perry. So she was still in her outfit and everything. Well, what she did, and all the dancers were so excited, you know. I mean, after you get off stage, you want a piece of cake, right? Yum.
Yeah,
sounds
sure.
Delicious. She picked up the gigantic sheet cake and threw it at somebody. And people are mad at her.
What'd she do that for?
Because
that ain't funny.
No, and the dancers were eating it off the floor.
Oh.
Isn't that awful?
It's nasty.
Let's see here. Katie. Somebody says, I wonder what having the mindset is, that mindset is like. To just throw away a whole cake everyone could have enjoyed and then leaving the mess on the floor for someone else to clean up. Because I know damn well she ain't going to pick it up.
No, she's not.
Somebody else said that what the craziest part of all of this is she just walked away and left it there, and she's going to make somebody else clean that blank up.
Well, that's it. I'll never play one of her songs again. I'm done. I am done.
Somebody said, I never understand why people throw or push people's faces into cakes. It's such a waste.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun, though.
The other one said, I feel bad for her crew. They're just sitting there picking it up off the floor and eating it.
Oh.
Aww.
Well, she didn't make them do it, did she?
No, but they were hungry. They just got off stage. They wanted some cake. They wanted cake.
They were hungry.
They just got off stage for, you know. Yeah. Man, poor thing. I mean, not her, just the poor dancers and stuff. All right, let's see here. Let's get to, there's really, like, all of it's stupid. But we'll go ahead and play it. Justin Bieber. I don't know, you guys. I think he's out there. He loves Jesus a lot, and I support that. But now he's saying that Jesus tells you in the Bible that if you even look at a girl and you're like, hey, then you're cheating on your wife.
And he's all over the road. I know. I mean, there are weeks that he's like the devil.
Yeah.
And then there are weeks that he's all about the Bible.
Yeah.
You know, he's just everywhere.
He's a little bipolar.
Yeah.
All right, here he is, number three.
Well, Jesus also one-ups it by saying, like, if you even think of a woman with lust, it's the same thing as actually doing it, committing adultery or whatever.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. So it's like if it even just crosses your mind for 1 second, if you treat a man with anger or something, it's the same as killing a man, scripture says.
Yeah.
I killed like 10 people this week.
A little too word for word there, Justin.
Kind of crazy. It's fine. Whatever. Justin Bieber. I don't know. Did you guys see this? There's a new Dr. Seuss book that's going to come out. Now, here's the deal. Supposedly, in the archives of Dr. Seuss, you know, he died in 1991, and they found some old drawings and an old, like, book he wanted to publish and never got around to it. And it's called Sing the 50 United States. And so people are saying that this is going to be huge. He's already sold hundreds and hundreds of millions of copies. I mean, the Dr. Seuss books still stay on the top 10 after all this time of children's books. But I didn't know this, that in 2021, they pulled 6 Dr. Seuss books off the shelves and stopped selling them because they were offensive.
Hmm.
The drawings were. I don't know what he did, but
yeah, I don't know either.
Yeah, but anyway, so it's a book. It's called "Sing the 50 United States." There is one guy, some guy that wrote books about Dr. Seuss and studied him, and said hogwash. He said, "I feel like there was just a little snippet of this, and then they just created it and made it look like it was his work because they know that they'll sell hundreds of millions of dollars worth of this book."
Probably.
So, who knows?
Probably the case.
Kind of cool, though. Kind of cool. And they're saying because of, what's the Kardashian's mom's name?
Kris
Jenner. They're saying more people are getting facelifts than ever before. Jeez.
They like hers?
They like her face.
Came out pretty good.
It did, looks great.
Yeah,
it looks natural.
Yeah. Myself and my hairdresser yesterday, we were both pulling our faces back. We were both doing that. Just a little, I just want a little tack.
Tweak.
Little tack right behind this ear. A little tack right behind that ear.
See, I'll do it for you. I got a stapler.
You okay? See, look at how much, like, my jawline looks snatched when I do this.
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
Just a little, like that. Just a little, like that.
Yeah.
You have any duct tape?
No, I'll use a stapler. It's a lot easier.
Okay, all right. Yeah, perfect. There you go. Tablet trash.
All right, a quick story I want to give you real quick here, okay? Sure. Because you were talking about that mess on the floor and Katy Perry and the cake and all that. We went, myself, my wife, and Frog, we went to a crab boil restaurant for the first time. I've never been to one. Have you ever been to one?
I've been to a crab boils, but never at a restaurant.
Okay, this is a restaurant that they throw down the paper, and then they come over with the big bags of food and dump it. Jamie, that was the messiest thing.
It is messy.
I've ever been to in my life.
You've never been to a crab boil?
Never been to a crab boil, even though I lived in Florida for 15 years. Never went to a crab boil.
It is definitely messy.
That thing, because they put so much of this Cajun sauce in it,
yeah,
it's like a soup. It's like they walked over and poured a bucket of soup on the table. That's what it was like.
It is like that.
And it was the messiest thing I've ever been a part of.
The two times I've been to a couple of crab boil. Wait, two times, couple? What? Anyway, first of all, at one house, they poured them on garbage bags, and I thought, this stuff is so hot, you're melting the garbage bags into
plastic,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, this is not good. And then the next time, I went to another one, and they poured it on newspaper, and all I could think about is that ink.
Ink.
Yeah.
So yeah. At this particular restaurant, too, they bring it over in a plastic bag.
Yeah.
And it's hot, hot. You can't even touch it, you know? They've got on these thermal gloves, but it's extremely hot. It's in plastic. Now, they have white paper. They don't have newspaper with ink on it.
Good.
But they throw it down on the table, and it's dripping off the sides of the table.
Wow.
And I'm trying to avoid it hitting my legs.
Yeah.
And I've got this sauce all the way to my elbow. It was not a great experience.
Well, I can't stand the little eyes looking at me. Yeah, that creeps me out.
I don't know how to eat a crawfish.
I think you're supposed to suck.
Yeah, you got to suck. Yeah, you got to suck all the seasoning and all the juices out of the head.
Yeah, you're supposed to, like, suck it.
Yeah.
I refuse to suck.
The corn's good.
Corn's good.
It's really good.
The corn and taters.
Yeah,
I had the boiled potatoes, but man, that was about
it for me. Those eyeballs, I can't stand them looking at me. It freaks me out.
I actually don't like seafood at all, and I loved it when we went to our first one. I loved
it. Oh, really?
Bree hated it because of the eye thing and stuff like that, but I loved it.
Question on the crawfish. So, do you break it in half?
Yes.
And then you suck on which part?
Both.
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 Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause sometimes,
is there any meat in it?
Sometimes the head, in the body, but sometimes the head is the juiciest part about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Wait, what was that?
No, I was just commenting.
Oh, yeah.
Sure it is.
Yeah.
Sure it is.
Yep.
I don't know if I'm going to do another crab boil. I don't know, man. I'm going to get my courage up again. That one there was, whew, man. All right, BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ Jamie Morning Show here on this Wednesday. We are on the Odyssey app live every day all over America. And you can get the podcast after the program. Anything you miss in the program, it will be right there on the podcast, which goes up after 10 o'clock every day. Tonight, Big Haunted Bar Bingo. We're going to be at Stony. Down on Lincoln.
Yeah, and it's sold out, by the way.
It is sold out, man. It's going to be packed, 1,100 people or more. I'm not really sure. Stoney's better be ready because the crowd is going to be there tonight. A couple of pointers for you. First of all, get there on time because we start bingo when we're supposed to start bingo. 6:30.
Correct. Okay? Yeah.
So get there on time. Parking, well, you know that area. It's Broadway, Lincoln, that area. And it's kind of mostly street parking, I would guess.
I don't know.
For the most part.
I'm taking
I think
Uber.
It is. Well, I'm just saying for those that are going down there, you might want to go just a little bit early so you can find you a parking spot because I think most of that area is street parking. Maybe you can find something, another parking lot or something, but you're kind of on your own on that one.
Give yourself some time, yeah.
You can dress up if you want. You don't have to. I'm on the edge on this one. I don't know what I'm going to do. Because nobody has any outfits, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I think like all the, like Walmart and Target, right? They're all sold out probably.
I can bring my astronaut for you.
There's a...
I don't want to be your astronaut. I guess I could be Katy Perry, right?
If you go over to Aspen Grove, they've got Spirit Halloween store. They're loaded with costumes.
Are you sure? Because I feel like everything's cleared out.
I was just there.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. We went there to get the costumes for the parade.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. And they were loaded. I mean, wall to wall. Costume.
Yeah, so I don't know yet. I don't know if I'm going to dress up or not. I don't know. I might be Slutty Spider. I might be a squirrel. I might cut out the boob holes of a ghost, you know, thing that I showed on Facebook and just put stickums right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, be a ghost.
Yeah, anything goes, I think.
Anything does,
tonight,
yeah.
Right?
What are you going to be again?
I think I'm going to be Ted.
Ted.
Come with Ted.
Ted.
Yeah.
Not me, I'm a clown.
Dirty teddy bear.
Yep.
You are a clown.
Just have fun. Just have fun tonight. It's going to be a big, big party. We have Ed Sheeran tickets to give away, Alice in Winterland tickets, but most of all, big flyaway to Vegas to see the Jonas Brothers. All of this at Stoney's tonight starting at 6:30, brought to you by Romantics and Coors Light.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Oh, I've got an update for you for Bar Bingo, too.
Okay.
I just came from Vicky's office, and I just want to warn everybody, okay? Don't say you haven't been warned, all right? A lot of people that go to Bar Bingo, for some reason, you like to take our daubers with you. All right. Don't be taking the daubers.
Don't take
okay?
the daubers.
And not only that, get this. For the first time, we're using chipped daubers.
Yeah, right.
They have chips in them. So if you get popped.
Sure. Okay, yeah.
Whatever.
If you get popped going out
the
door.
Where'd you come up with this one?
3 to 5 years in the big house.
What made you even think of this?
You're getting busted.
You think
we have money for that?
Well,
I mean, but think about his mind. Like, okay, I know what I'm going to say. I'm going to say the daubers are chipped.
So they won't take them.
I went back to promotions.
Yeah.
And I asked Tricky Vicky. I said, do we have enough daubers? Because that's a big deal, right? You got to mark those numbers on there. And she said, yeah. She said, but we have to buy 200 or 300 every time we do an event because people just take them. And I said, man, I got to come up with something here. I got to put the scare in people.
That's where the idea was invented.
And then I'm walking back down the hallway.
Like, I know what I'll say.
And I heard a beep. Oh. And I thought, oh, chipped daubers.
Yeah.
That's what I'll go with,
that
right?
Is, yeah.
And that's how I came back with that information.
You do need a nap. Remember when you said you needed a nap?
But you,
I'm going to back that.
Look, I'm just trying to scare people, okay? Yeah. Look, in all honesty, there's no chip. In all honesty.
No, really?
Jamie, can I finish, please?
My God.
In all honesty, please. Don't take the daubers.
Don't take the daubers.
You're going to make Tricky Vicky cry.
It is true, though. Remember the last one? We had, like, that woman. She showed her 5 of them in her purse.
Yeah, she sure did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're like, what are you doing?
Dauber thief.
And I think they think that's like a party.
Like a party favor, yeah.
I don't know.
It's like a souvenir.
Don't steal the daubers, please.
We
can't afford to replenish them every single time.
Oh, my God.
All right, please do that. All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. We're going to wrap it up. Coming up next. Hang on. Hey, a big old shout out and thank you to the people that came out to the backdrop this morning. We dropped some tote bags.
Yeah, and the people that brought the donuts and the candy bags and all that stuff.
250 bags out the door in minutes, man. We'll do it again next week. We'll give you more details on that later on in the week. And, of course, next week, too. Let's see here. What else? Go to our website and go to the Odyssey app to find out what we did on the program in case you miss anything today. What else? Oh, bar bingo tonight. That's going to be a lot of fun. Got to go get ready for it, man.
Yep.
Got to get prepared.
It's going to be
a psyched.
Blast.
Yep. Should be a lot of fun. All right, we'll see you at bar bingo if you're registered. If not, then we'll see you back here tomorrow morning. Have a great day. Enjoy your Wednesday. Take care and bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.